Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. RAC know that maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA.
The one and only Kylie Minogue. And it went a little like this. Can you imagine a night where you can see Sir James Mitchell Park, South Perth, with the Swan River on one side and the iconic Kylie Minogue on the other? Kylie, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. It's
so great to talk to you. 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
Well, 5:30. Yeah,
it's 5:30 in Perth. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's breakfast radio, though.
I'm looking forward to getting tucked into bed, and you guys probably wish you were still in bed.
We said to our boss a few weeks ago, "Can we talk to Kylie?" And she went, "I'll see what I can do." So 3 weeks later, our dream came through. So we're in good company.
Oh, that was nice. Thanks.
It's true. It's all true.
So true.
Kylie, we can't wait for you to come back. You have performed some absolutely mammoth shows over the years. And Golden, actually, and from what my friends tell me who have seen the show already, they said it's a little pared back from earlier shows.
Yeah, it felt like it was a good time for change to be a little more human in the show. You know, not arriving like from outer space or anything like that. And that was quite a challenge to have a show that reflects the album Golden that can also incorporate as many other hits from over the years that we can kind of cram in, but to have it not be a pedestrian show, to really have enough kind of showbiz, if you like. So I think we really achieved that. It feels great. Audiences have just loved it, and I can't wait to come home and for you to see it and to experience it.
Oh, we can't wait to welcome you here in Perth. And I'm finding it a little surreal talking to you because your voice is so familiar to me, and I was one of those kids that played my tennis racket in my bedroom hoping that I was going to fill a stadium one day and whatnot, and you went and did it. And do you ever reflect on how a girl from the suburbs of Melbourne gets to a point where just the mention of her first name is enough to send people into conniptions?
Yeah, I didn't know that conniptions would be had. I tried a lot of different things when I was a kid. Like, I went to kind of ballet class, and I did do tennis for one year. I kind of dropped out of most things I had a little dabble in. But when I was young, I remember having this kind of a daytime fantasy that the neighbor would hear me singing and that they were a producer and however. I thought all kids had that same kind of fantasy,
yeah,
or dreams. But I know the work it's taken and what it's taken out of me to get here, yeah, and it must be destiny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Kylie, I was going through your Twitter page, or your Twitter this week, and I noticed that photo with Dolly Parton. It's such a great photo. That must be one of the great joys.
Now talk about conniptions, okay?
Yes. What's that,
absolute conniptions meeting her. We had a chat. I'm always like, is someone operating her? Does she really know who I am? And she's like, so I love your country album, and what studio did you work in, and did you like Nashville and all that kind of stuff, and what are you up to? And I'm just really trying to hold it together, going, well, blah, 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 and yeah, that was amazing.
Kylie, I was with huge fans of yours last night, and this is the question they wanted to ask of you.
Hi, Kylie, it's Michael from London here, and we just want to toast you because you're awesome, and we'd love to know your favourite drink.
They also wanted to know the cheese as well, but, you know, they're fussy.
Oh, okay. Favourite cheese, that's difficult. Manchego, always good.
Oh, yeah, good choice.
And my drink is going to sound pretty predictable, but, yeah, I wouldn't say no to a rosé.
Okay,
right now.
All right.
Oh, nice one. A little rose, a cheeky rosé.
I mean, my local Spanish does a really good G&T, which is pretty dangerous, which I went back there the day after having it. Dinner there one night with a bit of a headache, and I said, guys, is it a double shot or a single? And they're really amazing Spanish accent, like, oh no, it's not, I'm only two shots. I said, okay, so from now on, when I ask my G&T, can you just make it a single shot, because it really packs a punch. So I think the safest thing to me is to stick with the rosé for a while.
Well, it is great to know that Kylie Minogue gets hangovers as well. This is a momentous time.
Oh yeah, and they're a lot worse than they used to be.
You are a fashion icon as well these days. When you're not sort of rubbing shoulders with the glitterati, can you be found at home in your tracky dacks watching The Bachelor?
Yeah, basically. Maybe not The Bachelor. I haven't really seen that. But put the tracky dacks on. Got Uggs. Got slippers. Trust me.
You're all good?
That's a pretty happy place.
What's your guilty pleasure in terms of TV shows?
Oh, God. I really got into Marie Kondo, which is not that guilty of a pleasure.
No, it's not.
It's just organising your life.
Anyone for a clean out?
Some of my drawers are markedly improved since watching that show.
Kylie Minogue's with us on the Big Breakfast on Mix 94.5. Kylie, can you stick around? Because we've got bagels, we've got G&T's, single shot, we've got croissants, we've got Weet-Bix.
Excellent. All my favourite things.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Kylie bringing her golden tour to Perth on Saturday, March 9. We caught up with Kylie on Friday morning.
Can I ask, Jason Donovan, some time ago you had him come out on stage and perform with you. Now, Kylie, did you know Jason was there to perform, and did you actually think, I might take the mic back from him because he doesn't quite have the vocal cords you do these days?
No, I can tell you the story. We texted each other and I said, oh, hey, I've got this show on at Hyde Park. Let me know if you want to come. And he replied, it's been a big week.
Who does that to Kylie? Yeah, Kylie says, do you want to be part of the show? And someone says, oh, it's been a bit of a big week. I'll see how I go.
No, I just invited him to the
show.
I didn't ask him to perform in the show because I want to put that pressure on him. The day of the show, I find out he is coming. So I get to Hyde Park. I say to my musical director and creative director, said, guys, get in here. Okay, spanner in the works. Well, I mean, an amazing spanner in the works.
Yeah.
Jason's coming. And they said, well, you better call him and, you know, ask him if he wants to perform. I'm in a dressing gown. I'm half-dressed. Coolest way possible. I asked him if he'd like to do it. And I could see his bit of panic going on. Oh, yeah, okay. Cut a long story short. We ended up starting the song, and I just thought for maximum effect and for having put him on the spot at last minute, we do the song as if he's not there, and then he walks out at that point in the song, and we finish the song together. Literally, the place erupted. I got messages from fully grown, responsible adult friends calling me, practically crying. They had just completely lost it. It worked an absolute treat, and he was such a sport to do it.
Wonderful that you're still mates. What you two have gone through together, only you two would know what that's like. Is he your sort of, look, if we're 70 and we haven't found the special one yet, we'll get married?
Oh, no, I think we've got our special one.
Okay.
Got it all sorted. Hey, Kylie, apart from your gig, I've got my next three gig tickets sorted. They're in front of me right now. I've got Eminem, I've got the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I've got Bryan Adams all coming to Perth along with yourself. Of those three, which would you go? Which would you pick first?
All happening in Perth.
Yeah.
Oh, Bryan, I reckon.
You go and see Bryan Adams?
I have met him a few times. Well, mind you, I've met Red Hot Chili Peppers as well.
To be fair, you're Kylie. You can probably get tickets to all three.
For me.
Kylie, if I can be selfish here and ask, my friends Mikey and Tim have been to 11 of your gigs, even your anti-tour, and they just got married and their first wedding dance was to your latest single, Dancing, and they said they'll be at Brighton Pride.
Gosh.
Is there a chance you could wish them a little message for their new nuptials?
Hi, Mikey and Tim. This is Kylie. Congratulations. Thank you for making your first dance to Dancing. Hearing about moments like that makes what I do extra special, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you, Kylie.
Beautiful.
That is going to make their day. Like, they're going to love that.
When you hear people's stories, unless people tell me or I hear about them like this, I don't know. So it's always, it just makes it quite real to me, which is beautiful.
Mm. Thank you.
Hey, Kylie, I just want to say that in 1990, I was working at a radio station called The Eagle, and I walked out to the reception area and I walked back into my office. I said to the girl in there, my assistant, I said, I think I could marry that girl in reception, right? She was sitting there with the Mushroom record rep, and then she went, keep dreaming, buddy, it's Kylie Minogue. I kid you not. I didn't recognise who you were at the time. She just went, yeah, keep dreaming.
Oh, that's the best thing.
So that became the joke. I became the joke for the next 2 years. Oh, your 6'5" guy wants to marry Kylie at 152 centimetres.
That is brilliant.
So embarrassing.
Oh, thanks. Well, you should have just come out and told me about it.
No, I would think I was hiding in the music library by then.
Look, you're in a good place now.
Yeah, all good. Look forward to seeing you here in Perth. The West loves you, so we'll see you soon.
I'll see you guys real soon. Thanks so much.
Absolute Thanks, pleasure.
Kylie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, take care.
Honestly, thank you for coming in early and for all your support. And I'll see you at the show.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
It's good to have our girl home from Married at First Sight, Mel. From Maths. Good. Hey, how are you?
Yay. It's good to be home, guys. Good to see your pretty faces as well.
Well, Mel, we've known you for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've worked together for years in the past. And when we saw a friend go on reality TV, we all went, oh my God, what is she doing? And people thought you were an actor at the beginning because they thought that you self-confessed you call yourself crazy. Mm-hmm. But actually, you've come across as the more normal one compared to all the other girls in the house.
Well, I mean, right? Who would have thought I would be the not crazy one? Like, that just shows how crazy everything is and everybody is. So.
Well, you got limited screen time with your husband, Dino, because you didn't create enough drama. Mm. Were the cocktail parties just a crazy night out for you?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I used to moonwalk and backflip to those. They were like the highlight of my week. It was so exciting. But, yeah. It was actually crazy at the time, you know, in the cocktail party and the dinner party, because there was so much drama going on. But watching it back, there was even more drama than I even knew that was going on. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We never obviously saw what was happening, you know, behind the scenes and what they were saying to the cameras and, you know, the whole Sam and Innes thing. We had no idea. Like, watching it back going, oh my God, cupcake. Like, we had no idea about the keyword. Like, you know, like I've been cupcaking all around the like shop now and nobody's coming and having whisses with me though. But yeah.
Mel, it is lovely to meet you. You and I haven't met before and you are energetic, aren't you?
Yeah. Just a little bit. Yeah.
Does Dino do a little bit of meditating with you? Do you find your sort of center with him?
Okay. Let's just say I did try and do some meditation.
Right.
But, I mean, let's be honest, it's like a car crash of thoughts up there anyway.
Yeah.
So to try and zen out. But when he does the meditation, it's really confusing. It's, you know, a lot to think about, something about finding the awareness. What's the awareness? And, you know, I think that's all really Dino is interested in or does. And so that's why I was trying to kind of, you know, on his
interests.
I have done some, correct.
It's meant to help you, you know, find your centre and relax, and it sounds like you're more stressed out. That's not good, Melly.
You know what? And that's the thing. It actually, I found myself more stressed out in the sense of, because he might meditate, but I talk. I'm a talker. Hates a chat. But, and, you know, I found that was my struggle because he isn't somebody that you can, you know, just banter with or have a chat with.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's where my struggle is in the communication, because that's the most important thing to me. I love it. And, yeah, he's just not a talker.
Can we chat about Innes and Sam? Because it does seem like they were planted there. But, you know, those who say that Innes isn't real and that she's an actor as well, probably they haven't been lucky enough to meet someone like her. Were you shocked by her lack of empathy and the way they handled that situation?
Well, you know what? Like, when people say, you know, they think she's an actor, seriously, like, what person would go put their hand up to go on there and be an actor being that person? Because she's getting so much hate and negativity. Like, you couldn't pay someone enough to surely go in there and act.
Yeah.
You know, that way. Well, and it's too hard to, because it is such a, you are living in a bubble and you are with your partner 24/7. Although I think they had to separate Innes and Bronson because she
was getting a bit full on.
Went a bit BS crazy.
Yeah.
You know, there are people like that in, like, you know, in the world. Everybody's different. So that is just her personality. It's not that, you know, she's acting. People thought I was an actor at the start because they were like, nobody could legit be that, like, nuts in real life.
Laugh like the count. Yeah.
So,
I love that.
But in kind of a group situation, she was really quiet, didn't socialise much. And, but then obviously,
She was lying to you all.
Well, you know, maybe it's just when she's around a lot of people, she's a different person. Who knows? I'm just watching it going, oh my, who is that?
Yeah.
Yep. Now,
facts people don't know about this woman. 20-odd years ago, I met you because you did, the Seinfeld sit-in, which was a radio challenge, and won Mel here. You won it, didn't you?
I did.
So you had to watch Seinfeld sit-in, the final episode of Seinfeld, over and over.
Yes.
You lasted a week or something ridiculous?
I actually lasted 19 days. Oh, we had to watch the last episode of Seinfeld 24-7, and you weren't allowed to leave. The 10th thing, you weren't allowed to shower, had to sleep sitting up.
I remember smelling you,
19 days. Yep. I bet if you ever watched that episode again.
Oh, my God. It's like I knew it off my heart.
It was the worst Seinfeld episode ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, my God.
So it's not unusual for you to do something a little bit different. But we're going to see you back on the telly tonight. Married at First Sight on 9 at 7:30. Mel, good to catch up.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Because it wasn't just the songs. It was a full production number in front of a green screen with the props, with the outfits, with everything.
And yes, I did get my butt cheeks out.
Oh, did you really?
Which Steppy D, my stepdaughter, that was her favourite part.
Oh, really?
I was going to say, not impressed?
No. The kids love it when a bit of butt cheek comes out. We've got to take that in the right context. But if you do want to go to mix.com.au, God help me, the video is up. And look, it is kind of cute.
It's funny.
It is funny. Funny. Yeah.
And in that respect, he's not going to help you.
Yeah, so have we got a little bit of a taster?
Yeah, here's a little bit of the music from Matt's Big Production.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Skyfall, when it crumbles, we can stand tall, face it. If I could talk to the animals, now, just imagine it.
Just remember, this is always all done in one shot.
Right, okay.
So I know that could sound...
No edits.
Yeah, there's no edits. Okay. And it's just me changing, my costume and...
It's very impressive. It's a lot of work back to back with no mistakes.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
It's just
a Top Gun.
Just being an idiot, basically. So,
how many did you cram in? Do you know? Did you get a count?
17.
Oh, wow. In 3 minutes.
17 in 3 minutes.
That is a phenomenal effort.
I don't know if it's a world record, but it was fun.
Check it out. The video is up at mix.com.au and on our Mix 94.5 Facebook page.
I saw the congratulatory emails going around from work mates on Friday who've been watching the video for the first time.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
The juice.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
The 2019 Oscars are underway, with it being shown tonight on 9 Gem, 7:30 p.m, or you can check it out 9 a.m. this morning on Channel 9.
Yep.
Kevin Hart no longer hosting after the Academy asked him recently to apologise for some racist tweets that he made nearly a decade ago and said, either make those apologies or you need to step down.
Were they homophobic or racist?
Racist, apparently. Okay. He has already apologised for them, and so instead he chose to step down.
When it happened, my first thought is I'm going to ignore it. It's 10 years old. I've apologised for it. Now the day goes by. The headlines are Kevin Hart refuses to apologise for homophobic tweets. The word again was left out. Now I'm a little upset.
So without Kevin Hart there, celebs are going to do the hard yards instead, with awards presented by Jennifer Lopez, Tina Fey, Samuel L. Jackson, Frances McDormand, Paul Rudd. The list goes on. So no doubt they've just been asked to step in for free.
Okay. Lucky they never said anything controversial then.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Do they get a very narrow field of who can host?
Do they get a goodie bag, though, that's got a trip to Hawaii and all that in it?
Perhaps.
A condo?
Marie
condo.
Yeah, Marie's.
Well, the leading films that everyone's talking about have basically been focused on A Star Is Born, with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, and The Favourite, as well as Roma. And Best Actor hotly contested between Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, and Rami Malek.
It goes on forever, 6 bloody minutes.
I pity your wife if you think 6 minutes is forever.
Oh, Rami.
I do think that Rami Malek's portrayal of Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody could probably win him this year.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I think he's going to take it out. Best
Actress anyone who watches those scenes for 13,000 times or whatever it was of Live Aid, he deserves an Oscar.
Best Actress Award is currently leaning towards Yalitza Aparicio for Roma or Glenn Close for The Wife.
Don't paint me as a victim. I am much more interesting than that.
Mm.
And performances throughout the night should be big, with Queen kicking off the night with Brian May, Roger Taylor and Adam Lambert highlighting one of the hottest films this year, Bohemian Rhapsody. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper will perform Shallow, and there's also going to be performances from Kendrick Lamar, Jennifer Hudson and Bette Midler.
Okay.
So probably a big night. And the Oscars, as I said, they're 9 a.m. this morning on Channel 9. So straight after you finish listening to The Big Breakfast, you can get into there or on 9 Gem at 7:30 tonight.
Okay, and no host, right?
No, no host.
Weird.
And last night, 7 and 9 went head-to-head with specials on Michael Jackson. Lots of allegations that Jackson was a pedophile. And this is pretty much in light of the documentary film Leaving Neverland, which has recently been shown at Cannes Film Festival. And the Jackson family are now taking legal action against that. And some pretty controversial statements made by Michael's security guard on Channel 7 and by his maid on Channel 9.
I saw some stuff that I didn't think was appropriate with Mr. Jackson. Michael kissing on him. Michael's hands very close to Jordy's crotch. Terrible.
It got pretty guttery at times, that interview, to be honest.
It really did. There was lots of discredited witnesses, and there's been a lot of money exchanged into different ways, and so it's made it all very controversial and a bit cloudy, perhaps.
Of course.
Nothing particularly new from the cases that were raised decades ago, but it's also very challenging to discuss when the alleged perpetrator is no longer alive.
Yes. Yeah, true.
So this one could go on for a little while, and I think a few more legal cases to come. But
who will ever know the truth? Only the people that were there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I'd graduated anywhere in the argument by the end of the episode.
No, but it all made me feel icky.
Yeah, and both channels mirrored each other last night.
That was weird, didn't they?
And I wonder whose idea it was first.
Yeah, but that is your Daily Juice.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
There was a lot of news headlines that got people fired up on the weekend, but none more so than the comments by Muffin Break General Manager Natalie Brennan. Now, Natalie has said that she said that millennials have a false sense of their own importance and are not prepared, this age group, are not prepared to go and work for free to try and get jobs.
Oh.
And there's been a storm ever since Natalie opened her mouth.
I think, newsflash, nobody's prepared to work for free. Not just millennials. No one wants to work for free. Why would you?
No. Always turn to people who create morning tea for my, insights into modern life.
Well, I mean, I guess the big argument that this general manager of Muffin Break, Natalie Brennan, has been saying is that people used to come into the workplace and say, can I do a free trial or can I do free work experience?
Yeah, a bit of an internship maybe.
Yeah,
like
a bit of an internship. Can I work with you for free just to try and get my foot in the door and get a job? And she's surprised that this just isn't happening in this day and age.
No.
No one's doing that anymore. And as a result, that must be an indication of millennials just not trying hard enough.
Well, the workplace landscape has changed so much. You know, you would do that because you knew, well, or you hoped, and there was a good chance that if you did get an entry-level position, that you could work your way up through a company.
Yeah.
That was the point of doing that, and that what's made it worth it. Mm-hmm. Not just giving a few free hours of your time to Muffin Break.
She was
with the hope that you might get an apron.
It sounds like there was an apron and a handout. There were so many people at that, so she'd run programs to cater for everyone who's coming in and putting their hand up to do some free work.
But, you know, things have changed. This is also the time when I moved out, when I had a job when I was 17. I moved out of home and I was only paying, you know, $50 a week rent. Like, you can't find a house that is $50 a week rent anymore. Like, young people still need to pay their bills.
Of course.
You know, they've still grown up in a world where they do have to have internet and iPad and laptops and all the things. Unfortunately, that's just the world we live in.
And we hear this a lot. I know everyone will have their point of view. And no doubt some of her comments are probably correct. And, you know, if you listen to the whole transcript or read the whole transcript, she probably makes some good points, right? But we've got to take responsibility as the generation before them. You know, we've created a world about self. She's calling them self-obsessed. We've done that to them. We've created a world where they have, you know, we fill our papers with terrorism and hate and you're never going to have enough money. And so they've gone, well, what's the point of trying?
Yeah, I do think some of the comments she made was valid. She did say there was some criticism that they don't learn how to improve, because if you give them constructive criticism, they feel like they're being unfriended and they take it personally. Some of that's valid. Our school system set some of that up where these kids never get to fail. And so they do find it a little hard to take on feedback, but that's about delivery as well. That's how we learn to communicate with each other.
I've got a 21-year-old who's managed to manufacture some work out of thin air because he took a resume in a few weeks ago and he's got some work, got a few shifts, right? And it happens to be at a cafe, right? right? So he's created that, and he did do a free trial, right? Yeah. So he didn't have any problem with doing that. But what I have an issue with is why does this statement have to say anything about a certain demo or age group?
Yes.
Why does any gen have to be bracketed in? Because there's good and bad in every generation.
Of course there is.
So I see that as such a generalization. And you can say that the millennials are full of themselves, but as Matt say, you're talking about various groups. Everyone's got their good and bad.
Mm.
So as soon as that becomes an issue for me, that you're grouping everyone together.
Because she's not hiring anyone at Muffin Break who's 40 because she doesn't want to pay a 40-year-old to do the job.
Per hour.
The reason she's talking about millennials is because they're the only people she's hiring.
Take that, Natalie Brennan.
Sorry, Natalie. Yeah. But, I also feel sorry for the other 210 stores of Muffin Break franchisees who are currently going, thanks, lady, for getting our name covered in mud.
She wants her muffin and eat it, mud cake.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey, the three of us all born in Perth never hurts to learn something new. No. We just mentioned Sir James Mitchell Park where Kylie's going to be performing and we said, who's Sir James Mitchell?
I said he played cricket for the Warriors, but I was joking.
Turns out he doesn't. He was the 13th Premier of Western Australia and the Lieutenant Governor of Western Australia for 15 years. So he was a pretty big deal.
We should have known that.
And also the Mitchell Freeway is named after him.
No!
Of course.
And he was the first Australian-born governor of Western Australia and remains the only person to have served as both premier and governor for this state.
What a guy.
Yeah, I didn't. Now you mention that because Jeff Quinana, that was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Did you ever meet John Narrows?
Anyway, he was a big deal.
Oh, so bad.
Woo! Another day brings more news with
the occasional bizarre twist. Can't believe. She's a really good I can't believe the first thing popped in my head while Kimber was talking was I'm going to say John Narrows, and you came up with that.
Oh, really? We were born to be together.
What a pair of idiots. What do you got?
Casey, you love a handbag, do you?
Yeah, very practical. I can't go anywhere without one.
Yes.
I do like to carry half the house in it.
And do you have a certain style? Would you ever use like a crocodile skin or anything like that?
No, look, I'm vegetarian and I still feel bad about the leather handbag I have.
Yes,
but I do
right.
carry a leather handbag.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because they last longer.
Yeah. Look, I'm sure. Well, this lady Joan in Manchester. Come on, Manchester. She's come up with a novel plan. Well, it's not really novel. She's got some problems with her leg.
Mm.
She's got peripheral arterial disease and the leg has to be amputated.
Oh. No,
poor love.
But Joan is, I love the, silver lining and all that. And she's thought, well, I love my leg and I don't want to see it rotting. And she's looking for a manufacturer to turn her leg into a handbag.
Oh, Joan. Oh, come on.
You don't like that idea?
Who are these people?
Well, just imagine you could use the toes as little, key pouches.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Who are these people? Where are they coming from? I mean, I get it. Like,
well, Manchester. I told you already.
Does she have to have it, shaved or whatever? I feel for Joan.
No, maybe not. You keep it. That's the whole point. You want the leg to look like it did just before you took it off.
Keep it a bit spiky, maybe.
Yeah.
Stop. I mean, I love my legs, but they're just, if you had to lose one,
You've
it's unfortunate.
Great legs.
But it's not good enough to turn into a handbag.
Yeah.
Legs. They're not good handbags.
I would love to drape my legs over your legs over my shoulder. I would.
Sorry, I'm playing skin deep.
So Perth, if there's a, maybe there's a young lot of Perth manufacturers who are making funky things.
Yeah.
Get in touch with Joan. And she's in negotiations with the hospital to see if they'll give it to her.
Oh, no, we'll call Mitchell Johnson's wife, Jessica Braddock. She can come up with a bag.
Yeah, Jessica Braddock. She makes handbags.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, we're weaving the world together slowly but surely.
I don't feel like we need to do this woman any favours. I feel like she should stick to her own. Yikes.
No, good on you, Jane. Yeah, she's putting her best foot forward.
She knows how to use them.
She does.
Turn them into a handbag.
Mitchell Johnson related to Sir James Mitchell?
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
What did we all get up to?
Oh, Friday night, I went and saw a Perth Festival show. I went and saw Lenore, which was sold out at the festival, but they do have a season down in Mandra. It was the best piece of theatre I've seen in ages.
Oh, that's a big cause.
I loved it.
Okay.
They were fantastic. If you see any shows come up in this city from the last great hunt, you should absolutely go see it. They've never let me down.
Okay. Very good.
What'd you do?
Well, on the weekend, did a few things, but sort of cutesy couple type things, picnic down at Lake Munger, that kind of stuff. That was yesterday. But yesterday I went to the Applecross Makers Market, right? So yeah. Laurie loves that kind of stuff. Well, you just go and walk around for half an hour. They had the parking down the bottom, you know, give a donation to the local Lions or whatever and walk up the hill.
And are these the markets where people are making their own homemade type
all
products
kinds of,
and
all
cool
kinds of stuff.
Stuff?
Yeah, at one stage I did feel guilty because one little girl looked at me and said, would you like to buy one of my cards? And I went, oh, I've got any money on me, sorry. I felt really bad. But I saw the Minister for Finance was there. He would have had some money on him, Matthias Cormann.
Matthias,
walk
yeah.
around, good Perth boy.
Was he smoking a stogie?
He wasn't. He wasn't, but he was wearing some pretty average-looking shorts and T-shirt, which is good to see. You know, you normally see the pollies in the suits.
You're so romantic. I mean, I would never think of taking, you know, tea down to Lake Munger to look at the blue-green algae.
No, you haven't thought about taking it down. She hasn't mentioned that they're interested in
it. It was just the half-inch ants that saw the end of our subway wraps.
Sunday morning, puppy school.
Oh, yes.
And then you wouldn't believe this, I went to IKEA on a Sunday.
Oh, you idiot.
Sucker for punishment. What were you thinking?
My God.
The only people who go to IKEA on the weekend are those who have no other options during the week.
Or they don't know.
I didn't know.
Oh, mate.
And I know you've told me.
Yeah, we have.
Before, but it was like the royal show.
You've been warned, mate. You've been warned.
I was just in this line and I couldn't get out of it for a little while.
You tell us you didn't get off the freeway at Cedric Street.
No, but I saw the people who were trying to.
The car park.
The worst thing is if when you make it all the way to the end, you go to the checkout and you realise all you've got is a couple of candles and like some napkins and you're like, I can't believe I've done this.
No, I got a fully stocked Hanska.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you get some of that cheap chocolate and the $1 hot dog on the way?
No, I did look at the $1 hot dog and thought, yeah, I'd go that.
Next time, get me a small free pencil, will you?
Yeah.
RAC knows maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up WA. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.